بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Now we'll be doing the exercises, the tamarin for فقرة ب section B of lesson number 13. Before this tamarin, of course, you would have gone through the summary of the principles introduced in lesson in part B, as well as have read the passage noting the rules therein. Now let's have a look at the exercises for part B. I'll go through the exercises reasonably quickly, as there are many of them, and you will get sufficient practice as you go through them, inshallah. The first exercise, as always, try to read what it says, and after a while you'll become familiar with it. And things such as this, read it out loud to yourself such that you can understand it and become familiar with it. حول, we've seen this many times before. حول is فعل أمر, meaning transform or change. المبتدأ, as we mentioned earlier as well, it is مفعول به and has a فتحة on top of it. حول المبتدأ, meaning transform the مبتدأ في الجمل الآتية, in the following sentences, إلى جمع, to a plural. كما هو موضح في المثال, as it is made clear in the example. مثال, the example is هذه بنت, this is a girl or this is a daughter, that becomes هؤلاء بنات, these are daughters, these are girls. So هذه, it's plural هؤلاء. So we're required to change in the following sentences the مبتدأ into plural. And once you change the مبتدأ into plural, هذه بنت هؤلاء, then the خبر also should become plural. So بنت becomes بنات, هؤلاء بنات. This is what is required to do in the rest of them, and the plurals are actually mentioned in the brackets. You will notice in these plurals, some of them are جمع مؤنث سالم, some of them are sound feminine plurals, where you simply remove from the original singular noun, you simply remove the تاء مربوطة at the end, the circular تاء, and you replace it with a ألف and a complete normal تاء. Then you also notice جمع التكسير later on within the brackets, where the original word مفرد is broken up as you form the plural. Let's go through these. The first one, هذه طالبة, هذه طالبة, this is a female student. That it's plural, هذه is plural, هؤلاء, هؤلاء طالبات, these are students, female students. هذه مدرسة, هذه مدرسة, this is a female teacher. هؤلاء مدرسات, these are female teachers. You might think this is so easy, but reading through this helps you to memorize the plurals, because some of them have a sound plural, some of them have broken plurals, and it also helps you to be able to make sentences like this yourself quickly. So it is worthwhile spending the time to go through these a couple of times. هذه طبيبة, this is a female doctor. هؤلاء طبيبات, these are female doctors. هذه طبيبة, هؤلاء طبيبات. هذه مسلمة, هؤلاء مسلمات. هذه زوجة, this is a wife, زوجة a wife. هؤلاء زوجات, these are wives. هذه زوجة, هؤلاء زوجات. هذه أخت, هؤلاء أخوات. This is a sister, هؤلاء أخوات, these are sisters. هذه فتاة, this is a female youth, a female girl. هذه فتاة, هؤلاء فتيات. هذه جديدة, هذه جديدة, meaning this girl or this woman is new. هؤلاء جدد, these are new. هؤلاء جدد, notice جدد, and these following plurals are the same for, it's مفرد is the same, sorry, the plural is the same for a feminine مفرد or a masculine مفرد. جديد جدد, جديدة جدد. هذه كبيرة, هؤلاء كبار. هذه كبيرة, meaning this is old or big. هؤلاء كبار. These are big or old. هذه صغيرة. This is small, meaning this person is female person is small. هؤلاء صغار. These female people are small. هذه طويلة. This is tall. هؤلاء طوال. These female people are tall. And I keep saying female people because هؤلاء is used for عاقل and not for غير عاقل. If you recall, عاقل are human beings or angels, those who have the عقل, the intelligence or the intellect as we do. غير عاقل are animals and inanimate objects. So هؤلاء is plural that is used for عاقل. This is the end of exercise 1. As I said, reading it a couple of times would only help to enable you to make sentences yourself smoothly, quickly, without having to think many times about them. التمرين الثاني, the second تمرين, اقرأ واكتب, read and write. Again, it's important that you read and write as well, because writing reinforces what you are reading of the new concepts and new way of making sentences. The reason you're asked to read is to become familiar and to make it your second nature to make sentences of this type, and pay attention to the vowel signs at the end of the words. هؤلاء إخوتي وهؤلاء أخواتي. These are my male, these are my brothers and these are my sisters. It shows to us that هؤلاء is used for male and female plurals. هؤلاء إخوتي وهؤلاء أخواتي. من هؤلاء الفتيات؟ من هؤلاء الفتيات؟ Who are these girls? هؤلاء بنات المدرسة. These are the daughters of the teacher. These are the daughters of the female teacher. من هؤلاء الفتيات؟ هؤلاء بنات المدرسة. Notice بنات مضاف with a dhamma, المدرسة مضاف إليه with a كسرة. هؤلاء الفتيات زميلاتي. هؤلاء الفتيات زميلاتي. These girls are زميلاتي, my colleagues. أبوهن طبيب وأمهن مدرسة. Their father is a doctor and their mother is a teacher. درس أم is مؤنث, therefore its خبر مدرس becomes مدرسة because it's a female teacher. هؤلاء الفتيات زميلاتي. أبوهن طبيب وأمهن مدرسة. أين الطالبات الجدد؟ أين الطالبات الجدد؟ Where are the new female students? أين الطالبات الجدد؟ ذهبنا إلى المكتبة. They have gone to the library. ذهبنا إلى المكتبة. أين بناتك؟ In fact, it would not be banatuka because we are saying ya ammati. Ammatun is paternal auntie and it's female. Therefore, we would not say banatuka. We would say banatuki. Ki for you female. Aina banatuki ya ammati. Hunna fil matbakhi. Hunna fil matbakhi. They are in the kitchen. Ahaulai al-mumarridatu muslimatun. أهؤلاء الممرضات مسلمات؟ نعم. أهؤلاء الممرضات are these nurses مسلمات Muslims? Are these nurses Muslims? And the answer نعم yes. هؤلاء طبيبات. These are female doctors. هؤلاء طبيبات. أزواجهن مدرسون. These are female doctors. أزواجهن, their husbands are مدرسون, school teachers or teachers. أزواج is plural of زوج. زوج is husband. أزواج is husbands. أزواجهن, their husbands. مدرسون is the plural of مدرس. مدرسون means teachers. هؤلاء طبيبات, أزواجهن مدرسون. من هذه المرأة؟ Who is this woman? المرأة is the woman. Without the أل, it would be إمرأة, meaning a woman. المرأة the woman, إمرأة a woman. من هذه المرأة? Who is this woman? هي زوجة الطبيب الجديد. She is the wife of the new doctor. Now notice, At-tabibi has kasra. Why? Because that is mudaf ilay to zawjatu. Here, zawjatu tabibi. She is the wife of the doctor. Al-jadidi is the sifa. It is the na'at of at-tabib. So therefore, because at-tabibi has kasra, being mudaf ilay, its na'at should also have kasra. So we say zawjatu at-tabibi al-jadidi. أبناتك في المدرسة الثانوية يا أسامة؟ أبناتك Are your daughters في المدرسة الثانوية in the secondary school يا أسامة أو أسامة؟ بعضها في المدرسة الثانوية Some of them are in the secondary school وبعضهن في المدرسة المتوسطة and some of them are in the middle school. In fact, the first one should be بعضهن في المدرسة الثانوية وبعضهن في المدرسة المتوسطة. ألك بنا I said ألك, but then when we look at the end of the sentence, we find it says ليلى, and ليلى is the female name of a female person. Therefore, we would change ألك into ألك, كي for a female you. ألك بنات يا ليلى. ألك بنات يا ليلى؟ نعم لي بنات كبار. نعم لي بنات كبار. وهن طالبات بالجامعة. Do you have daughters, O Layla? Yes, I have old daughters, and they are students at the university or in the university. من هؤلاء النساء الطوال؟ Who are these tall women? نساء women, plural of امرأة. من هؤلاء النساء الطوال؟ Who are these tall women؟ هن طبيبات. They are doctors. هن طبيبات من أمريكا. الطبيبات خرجنا من المستشفى. Notice الطبيبات came before. It's female plural. Therefore the verb خرج أو خرجت becomes plural خرجنا. الطبيبات خرجنا من المستشفى. This is the end of this section. Read it yourself a couple of times because it would really help you to become fluent. And while you read this, keep in mind the principles and rules and concepts that we've learned in the summary at the beginning of section B. And as you go through this, try to pick those rules as they come along in this lesson or in these exercises. التمرين الثالث, the third lesson. The third exercise, اقرأ المثال ثم حول الجمل الآتية مثله. Read the example and then convert or transform the following sentences likewise. مثال زينب خرجت من الفصل. Zainab exited from the classroom. Zainab is singular, therefore we said خرجت. زينب وآمنة ومريم خرجنا من الفصل. Zainab, Amina and Maryam are three people, is plural. Therefore, we transform kharajat into kharajna. Kharajna for plural or feminine. Zainab wa Aminatu wa Maryam kharajna min al-fasli. Al-mudarrisatu dhahabat ila al-fasli. The teacher went to the classroom. Al-mudarrisatu dhahabna ila al-fasli. The teachers went to the classroom. Al-mudarrisatu ذهبنا إلى الفصل. You can practice this with many other things as well. You can say التاجرات ذهبنا إلى الفصل. النساء ذهبنا إلى السوق. النساء ذهبنا إلى المسجد. البنات ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. And so on. الطالبة الجديدة جلست في الفصل. الطالبة الجديدة, the new female student, جلست في الفصل, sat in the classroom. How would you change this? الطالبات, so الطالبة becomes plural, الطالبات. الجديدة, it's plural for عاقل, is الجدد. الطالبات الجدد جلسنا. جلست for one, جلسنا for plural. الطالبات الجدد جلسنا في الفصل. بنت محمد مضاف مضاف إليه and بنت is singular female therefore ذهبت for singular female. She went. Bintu Muhammadin ذهبت إلى المدرسة. We transform bintun into plural banatu. Banatu Muhammadin, daughters of Muhammad. Now banatun is plural, therefore ذهبت would become plural ذهبنا. بنات محمد ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. The daughters of Muhammad went to the school. أشر التمرين الرابع. With التمرين الثالث, make sure you do as many examples as you can so you become used to it and it becomes simple and straightforward to you. التمرين الرابع, fourth exercise, أشر إلى الأسماء التالية. Point to the following nouns. باسم إشارة للقريب. With the ism ishara, the pointer for nearby objects or people, which is hadha, hadhihi, haulai. Again, this one is easy, but the quicker you can read through it without having to think too much, it means that the more fluent you're becoming with the usage of these concepts. Hadhi, hadha, akhi, hadhihi, ukhti. هؤلاء رجال هؤلاء مدرسون هؤلاء طالبات هذه أمي هذا أبي هذه طالبة هؤلاء طبيبات هؤلاء تجار. Let's move on to التمرين الخامس, the fifth exercise. And what is it seeking? What is it asking from the student? It says ضع is فعل أمر, command verb, meaning to put down or to place. في الأماكن الخالية, in the empty spaces. من الجمل الآتية, from the following sentences. ضميرا مناسبا, a suitable ضمير pronoun. So put a suitable ضمير pronoun in the following empty spaces. And the ضمير you choose from are هو, هي, هم, or هن. Choose one of these. هو means he, here, she, هم, they masculine, هن, they feminine. من هذا الرجل؟ من هذا الرجل؟ We're now talking about a رجل, which is one male person, so we would choose هو. And we would say هو مدرسنا. هو مدرسنا. أين الطالبات؟ Where are the students? أين الطالبات؟ الطالبات are feminine, plural. Therefore, we would choose accordingly they for feminine, which is هن. أين الطالبات؟ هن في الفصل. هن في الفصل. They are in the classroom. من هؤلاء الفتية؟ Who are these girls or young girls? من هؤلاء الفتية؟ In fact, الفتية is a plural of فتن, which is male, youth. من هؤلاء الفتية؟ Who are these youth boys, young boys? هم أبناء المدرس. They are the children of the teacher. هم أبناء المدرس. أين الطالبة الجديدة؟ أين الطالبة الجديدة؟ The new student, الطالبة الجديدة, is feminine singular. So we use here. Here في المكتبة. She is in the library. من هؤلاء الناس؟ Who are these people? هم حجاج من الهند. They are حجاج from India. People doing Hajj, Hujjaj, plural. أين الطبيبات؟ Where are the female doctors? هن في مستشفى الولادة. They are in the maternity hospital. مستشفى الولادة مضاف مضاف إليه, hospital of birth. هن في مستشفى الولادة. من هذا الولد؟ And الولد is singular male, therefore we would use هو. من هذا الولد؟ Who is this boy? الذي خرج من بيتك, the one who exited from your house. هو ابن أخي, he is the son of my brother. من أين هؤلاء الضيوف, from where are these guests? هؤلاء الضيوف is plural and masculine, ضيوف is masculine, therefore we would use هم. هم من الرياض, هم من الرياض, they are from Riyadh. من أين هؤلاء الممرضات؟ From where are these nurses? Notice الممرضات is feminine plural. Therefore we would use هن, they, هن. هن من الفلبين. They are from Philippines. من هذه الفتاة؟ Who is this young girl? من هذه الفتاة? Singular, feminine, we would use هي. She. هي بنت المدرسة. She is the daughter of the school teacher. التمرين السادس, the exercise number 6. هاتي is فعل أمر, means bring or give. هاتي جمع الأسماء الآتية, means bring or give plurals of the following nouns. أختن, remember these nouns, they're plural, you have to memorize them. So therefore, it's important you go through this and memorize these nouns. And these nouns have already occurred earlier during the lesson, or they're mentioned after this in the new words. أختن, أخواتن. أختن, sister, أخواتن, sisters. بنتن, daughter. بناتن, daughters. مسلمتن, a Muslim, female. مسلماتن, it's plural. طبيبتن, a female doctor. طبيباتن is female doctors. And that's the جمع سالم. جمع مؤنث سالم. Simply remove تاء مربوطة at the end. Put a alif and a normal تاء at the end of that. طبيبن, male doctor. It's plural from your memory is أطباء, doctors. أطباء. زوجن, husband. أزواجن, husbands. زوجتن, wife. زوجاتن, زوجاتن, wives. زوجن, أزواجن. زوجتن, زوجاتن. فتاتن, a young female girl. فتياتن, فتياتن is its جمع. كبيرتن, its جمع for a person is كبارن. كبيرتن, كبارن. The one below it is كبيرن, and its جمع is also كبارن. طويلة, its جمع is طوال. طويلة, طوال. جديدة, جدد. جديدة, its جمع جدد. Whereas جديد at the end, its جمع is جدد as well. جديدة, جدد. جديد, جدد. أخ, its plural is إخوة. أخ, إخوة. Let's have a look below that. We've already seen Asma wal Isharati lil Qareeb in the previous recording of the principles of section Ba of lesson 13. Now, let's have a look at Al-Kalimat al-Jadidatu before we finish this section of lesson 13. Al-Zawju, the husband. Jama' is plural, Azwajun. Al-Mar'atu, the woman. Jama' the plural of that, Nisa'un. Nisa'un, women. And in brackets it says al-mar'atu, the woman, biduni, biduni means without, al. Al-mar'atu without al is imra'atun. You add a hamzatul wasl e before that. So al-mar'atu, remove al and put a hamzatul wasl, imra'atun. Qareebun means close or nearby. This is the end of section B of lesson 13. After this, we'll come to section C of lesson 13 with an explanation of its main principles, reading through the passage and the few exercises that are there at the end of it.